WDVD. It's Therapy Thursday with Dr. Stephen Craig. You can check him out online, drstephencraig.com. He's a psychologist. And, Dr. Steve, you've had a chance to look at this email. And I'm going to share this with everybody. And we'll see what Dr. Steve has to say. And then we'll see what you have to say. Maybe you've dealt with something like this in the past. Maybe this woman's being a little paranoid. This is from Rachel. She says, "Dear Blaine, will you please share this with Dr. Steve and help me out? I feel like my boyfriend is subtly trying to get rid of me. We're both 25 and have been dating for 3 years. But now, even though we've talked repeatedly about getting married and getting engaged, he still has not proposed and instead keeps hounding on me to apply to grad schools, even though some of them are out of state. And he wants me to quit my job that I hate and get a new one, even if it is out of state. All of this feels like a non-confrontational way to break up with me. I agree that I should do each of those things, but this relationship is more important to me than all of those things. Why do you think he's doing this, and what should I do? Thanks, Rachel." So 313-298-9630. Maybe you've been in Rachel's position and you have some advice. What do you think, Dr. Steve?
I don't think he's trying to dump her in any way whatsoever. Good for him, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Her job, all of our jobs in a relationship, is to be interested and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's telling her is you need to be more interesting. So many people make that mistake, which is that she says, "Oh, this relationship is great. I want to get married. I'm going to I throw everything into the get marriage bucket."
Right.
And
that's where I'm putting all my energy.
She says the relationship's more important than everything. Great. But she's putting it ahead of everything else in life. And that's just not interesting.
Right.
So if you try to put yourself in his shoes, it sounds like he's hearing I love you more than anything. But what he's also hearing is that's all you got?
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're going to get married. Now what? Like, you're not interesting.
I think that he's looking at the long run, whereas she's looking at the immediate future, too, right?
I mean, right. She has this goal of marriage.
Right.
Right. And we're trying to build a relationship through our whole life. Marriage is one step along, if you're on a train, it's one stop at a point and we keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need you to know that you're keeping everything going and all the train is up and going, not just, that's the stop.
Right. And we evolve throughout life. I mean, Joe, you've been married for what, 7 years?
Going on eight.
8 years. Yeah. I've been married for 20 years. Are you anything like the person you were 7 years ago?
No, not at all.
And I can tell you that I'm very different from how I was 20 years ago.
Thank God.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I'm saying hooray for him. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you are well-rounded in your relationship. And he's saying, I need you to be more than just my spouse. I need you to be everything you're going to be. That's what makes her interesting. That's what makes the relationship strong.
So 313-298-9630. Linda, how you doing?
I'm fine.
So you think Dr. Steve is right on the money?
He is absolutely on the money. I was married for 39 years, and I'm so not like the person I was when I started out. And she's very single-mindedly. She's focused too much on one thing, and he's absolutely right. That's all there is to it.
That's right. And the fiancé, boyfriend, is actually helping her become more interesting.
Yeah. Yes, I believe he is.
I think so, too.
He's pointing out to her she needs to be more rounded.
Yep. And we owe it to ourselves and to our partners to be the best person we can be. And that's pretty much what he's kind of politely suggesting.
Go be everything.
Right.
Don't just be my spouse.
Right.
Exactly.
Linda, thank you. Zach is in Ipsy, and Zach, you agree wholeheartedly with Dr. Steve, huh?
Yeah, it's like I said, in reality, a person that's been in a relationship for 3 years is looking at it like, what's this going to look like in the long haul? Because as much as we would love to believe that love by itself will carry a relationship through. That's not actually true at all.
That's true.
That's right.
Zach, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Lots of good calls today, and a lot of people kind of feeling the same way you're saying. I mean, Stephen in Ann Arbor also agrees with you. He texted us saying it's basically he's saying the right things. It might be the way he's saying it, though, that maybe is bothering her. Is that possible?
It, It's probably two things. The way he's saying it could bother her, and mm-hmm. the way she's thinking about it impacts how she hears it from him. If she thinks we should all only be focused on a marriage, then anything he says to do more than that, she'll feel like, oh, we're not going to get married. She's got everything in that basket. So he maybe could say it a little better, but it's hard for her to hear it if she doesn't think broader.
This is a good, I think, and you can apply this to a number of parts of your life, whether it is a job that you want, or maybe you wanted to buy a house, or you wanted to buy a car. You get so focused in on that goal, and in this case, her goal is really to get engaged and plan the rest of her life with this guy, which is great, but you start losing sight of all these other things. Well, it's not really that important right now. I really want to concentrate on getting married.
Right.
When in fact, no, all of that stuff, that's probably why he was attracted to her to begin with. And the more that she is her to
that's
her
right.
fullest, the better their lives will be together in the long run.
Right. You got to think of yourself as a train speeding down the tracks, and it's awesome and
the plane
beautiful.
Train.
No, that's not what I meant.
No, no, the plane train. It's awesome.
No, forget the train. Forget the train. No. Right. A Joe train.
Yes.
I love that.
The Joe train. Speeding down the track, and it's got all these wonderful things, and that's what is appealing to someone. Sees you and says, wow, look at that.
Right.
If you stop your train.
Yeah.
You know, then you're just the Blaine train sitting on the couch.
Yeah, and who wants that? Right?
That was the point.
There you go, right there. Dr. Steve, check him out online, drstephencraig.com.
The Blaine Fowler Morning Show. 96.3 WDVD. The